Unleashed Toyota Camry.
Well, best of luck to you. And Tyler Reddick was referring to a Coke bottle that nearly took us out here. Wendy Venturini.
AJ Allmendinger in the Xfinity race was really fast. I know didn't get the result that you wanted at the end. Can your Cup car today back up the speed that it had yesterday in Xfinity?
Yeah, I mean, we hope so. Leaf filter gutter protection Chevy was good when we unloaded. You know, we really put this deal together kind of three weeks ago, decided we were going to run the third car. So I was happy with the speed when we unloaded. And Cup Series so tough. We made a couple adjustments, just missed a little bit, and then all of a sudden you qualify 14th. So it's the way it works. I think we can be up front. Good thing about where we're at is we're not racing for points, so we can go full strategy to try to win the race or get the best finish possible. So we'll kind of see how the first stage plays out, and then we'll kind of know what kind of speed we got.
All right, have fun out there, AJ Allmendinger. Just getting the call 3 weeks ago. I know the biggest hurdle for some of that was just getting the logistics of even the fire suits for the crew members.
All right, thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini. AJ Allmendinger, all is a threat when we turn left and right. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. From Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Stick with us. We'll come back and chat with more of your favorite drivers here at Circuit of the Americas.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communication needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Stop by and see them in the vendor area or learn more at racingelectronics.com. Coming up, more pre-race for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix from Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to COTA and the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Pre-race ceremony is going on, and I'm here with Michael McDowell, always a threat on the road course. But you got some work to do, my friend, starting 27th. What the heck happened to qualifying?
Yeah, well, you know, we struggled yesterday with our Love Travel Stop Ford Mustang. Yeah, you know, we came here with high expectations of being a front runner and have a lot of speed. But, you know, just with a brand new Dark Horse Mustang and new rule package, we just missed the balance a little bit. So we got a little work to do today, but a lot can happen on these road courses. So try to get to the front early here, and hopefully a little bit of strategy will work our way and stay out of trouble and put ourselves in position. You know, we know that we'll be there when we need to. We just didn't quite have it yesterday.
Going to be fun watching Michael work his way through the field. Wendy Venturini.
Corey LaJoie starting P5 here at COTA. That feels good, I know. How much did you prepare for this race any differently than maybe an oval racetrack?
I got to put a lot more emphasis on road courses. That's been one of my weaknesses because I just haven't had the right tools or the help to just hone my craft. So to work with Josh Wise and Scott Speed for multiple hours in the simulator over at GM has pretty much retrained my brain to speak a different language, because oval racing and road course racing are so different. So it's cool to see a little bit of that pay off in the pace in our qualifying effort with our Gainbridge Camaro. But holding these guys off for the next 60-some-odd laps, however many they are, will be a challenge. But I think we'll keep on the road. And I'm excited about our starting position.
All right, have fun out there. That's Corey LaJoie, who's starting fifth and standing right here with SVG, getting some tips on today's road course racing. Heather DeBoe.
Well, here now is Denny Hamlin, who's starting eighth. And I want to talk about turn eight. That's where we saw a lot of dirt on the track yesterday. NASCAR has kind of worked on that area. Do you think that what they did was sufficient enough to make that better for you guys today?
No, I think it just made it worse, honestly. The driver group chat was like, no, why'd they fill it up? Because we had dug a deep enough hole where it was not starting to put dirt back on the track. But now that they put dirt back on it, we're going to kick that up onto the surface. So certainly something we got to address next year if we come back. But it's like, it was the same for everyone. Just got to deal with it.
Well, good luck to you today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wendy?
So I'm with Shane Van Gisbergen over here. Shane, I talked to you yesterday after the Xfinity race. You were still smiling despite everything that happened. So do you think you'll take those full course areas a little bit more serious today?
I took them serious yesterday. Just a shame it didn't work out and how harsh the penalties were. But that's how it is here, and I just have to manage it better, I guess.
So what do you think is going to play out in today's race? That might have been differently in the Xfinity, or are you expecting much of the same racing when you go into that first turn?
I have no idea, so that's why we're all watching probably. But, yeah, the first corner here is crazy, but, you know, it's part of it. But, yeah, hopefully for me there's no green whites at the end, because that's everyone just seems to just go crazy and take what they can get. So, yeah, let's hope it's more calm today, but it probably won't be.
All right, that's Shane Van Gisbergen, and he is starting today in that 12th position. Brett McMillan.
I got a couple of Hendrick Motorsports drivers here, including the guy that won the Xfinity race yesterday, Kyle Larson. Man, it came to you fast there at the end of the race yesterday. Not that you need confidence, but is that a confidence builder, the way that finished yesterday?
It doesn't hurt, I guess, the confidence, but it's a totally different race car, totally different field, so it doesn't do like a ton to give me confidence, but it definitely doesn't hurt, like I said. So I feel like my cup car actually handles better and all that. I just didn't do a good job executing qualifying, so hopefully we can just have a smooth race, try and, you know, just be up there at the end to try and give ourselves a shot at a good finish like we did yesterday. So that's kind of what it's all about in these crazy road course races.
And Kyle starts 15th today. Also, Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman's got a second and a third here at COTA today. What's it going to take to pick up those extra couple of spots?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a shot at it the last couple of years, and, you know, just needed to be a little bit better. I feel like in practice we had pace. We just beat the rear tires up a little more than I would want to with our Ally Camaro. So hopefully we're a little better this week and or today than we were yesterday. Obviously didn't qualify where we wanted to, but yeah, I mean, we just got to be there at the end. This place, a lot can happen, right? It's a long race, a lot of tire fall off, and a lot of comers and goers. So hopefully we're there at the end and can go for the win.
All right, he starts in the 17th spot today. Heather DeBoe?
I'm over here with Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. Chatting it up with Christopher Bell. It sounds like some of the challenging parts of the racetrack. So how do you take away what you've learned this weekend and the most challenging part for you, Martin?
I mean, you know, honestly, for me, I'm a rhythm driver on these road courses, and every time we come here it takes me, you know, 8 or 10 laps into the race to get going, it feels like. So really happy with where we qualified yesterday. Definitely our best qualifying effort here by a good chunk, and you know, feeling like we have potential to have a good day. So just got to be smart, stay on track here, not cut the corners and all that stuff, and try to, you know, manage the dirt and turn eight. So it's going to be a challenge, but I've had fun racing here over the years. Hopefully today we can have a good day.
Real quick, your opinion. Were they more strict on those road course penalties yesterday, 37 of them handed out?
I think, you know, it's just the name of game and making speed here is shortcutting those S's as much as you can. So it just caught a lot of guys. And the hard part is when you're in traffic, when there's somebody in front of you, you can't judge exactly where those curves are. And if the guy in front of you cuts it, most likely you're going to end up following him. So it's really, really difficult to manage in traffic.
That's a good point by Martin Truex Jr. He starts seventh today. Heather DeBoe.
And starting sixth today is Ross Chastain. So, Ross, track position is always key here on road courses. You can't really afford to be nice, so how aggressive are you going to get, and how early do you have to push that limit?
That's a good question. If I knew that answer, I maybe would have some more wins already in my some trophies at home. But, no, I mean, for our Worldwide Express Chevy, it has speed. So that's the first thing you got to have. And then me keeping it on track, stay within the track limits. Restarts will get crazy. I have no idea until I get through turn one how the restarts are going to go. I mean, we're all watching it live, or I'm experiencing it live, so no idea how nice I need to be, how it will be a difference with the restart zone being moved back. That's a big game changer. I felt in the truck race, and I'm excited to watch these Cup guys adapt to it as well now.
Well, Ross Chastain won this race in 2022. We'll see if he can do it again today. Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Chase Elliott. You know, everybody keeps saying, hey, you know, Chase has never been able to get a handle on road courses in this new car. You feel that way, or is it just the way things have fallen?
No, I feel like we've had some good runs on road courses personally, but everybody knows better than us, right? So, I don't know. I feel like we've had some pretty solid runs. You know, I look at Charlotte last year was a great run, had a great run going at Indy. I missed this race last year, obviously. Didn't run very well at Watkins Glen, but the last couple of last season I thought were certainly an improvement. So, I hope today continues in that direction. You know, it's been a little bit of a challenge just this weekend coming back. It's been, you know, 2 years, so it's a big track and a lot of a lot of rhythm involved in road course racing. So hopefully we can get it going today and get our Napa Chevy back up towards the front and have a shot at it.
Right, good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Chase Elliott starts in that ninth spot today.
With nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Do you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. In a moment, we return to Circuit of the Americas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
A NASCAR Moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill French Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack, and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff, and I was called to the truck, and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport, and if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. This is a huge, sprawling complex. We've told you before, this racetrack is 3.41 miles in length. It has elevation. It has 20 turns. It takes a small army of folks to call the action here. We have six turn announcers, plus Mark Garrett and myself, to describe the action today. And it is time, as we do our state water heater view from the turns, to meet the first person that calls hot corner number one. That is Rob Albright.
Well, thank you, Doug. When you guys drop to me, what I see is totally unidentifiable noses of race cars as they charge up the hill. Oftentimes, they'll be three, four, five, sometimes even six wide as they climb that hill. A 13-story climb over the course of just a few hundred yards. And in the process of climbing that hill, the drivers will be downshifting from fifth to fourth to third into second gear in their sequential transaxial cars and making that turn. They're trying to find racing room there. There will be no doubt hot tempers and probably some bent-up race cars in turn one here this afternoon, and maybe they'll have to settle some of that after the race is over. But it will be hot and heavy here. Right now it looks very unassuming and very tame, but it won't be that way once we go green. They'll then go from that 120-degree left-hand turn one down a hill of about 50 meters or so to turn number two. It is a right-hander, and it also, like turn one, is relatively flat. It's about a 60-degree bend to the right, and once they disappear from my view, they'll approach the pedestrian bridge, and that's where the helicopter traffic eye in the sky for WSB Radio in Atlanta, Georgia, will pick up the call, and that is Doug Turnbull.
Good afternoon, Rob. And that short shoot between turns two and where I pick it up turn three goes downhill. It throws them right into the tricky S's section. You heard all about track limits. There were dozens of those penalties thrown out over the last couple of days. At turn three is a left-hander. The rubble strips to the driver's left, and then you climb up a hill. Drivers shift from third to second gear, go up and down a hill at turn four. The rubble strips to the right. They're trying to get pointed as straight as possible for a more sweeping left-hander turn five, and then that goes into the Interlagos S's, named after Ayrton Senna's favorite racetrack in Brazil, and the S's there. And turn number six, right past a starched Lone Star Texas flag on this breezy afternoon and under a Toyota bridge and into the eyes of a guy making his Cup Series turn calling debut for PRN today, Alan Cavana.
What a privilege to be here, Doug. The exit of turn six means no more worrying about track limits. The field will head downhill toward the left-hand turn seven, cutting it as tight as possible over the bumps and then uphill to turn eight. Turn eight is a right-hander. It's one of the most consequential on the racetrack because the advantage comes by going all the way to the right side of the bumps, across a dirt patch, and then up the hill. Doing that, though, means kicking dirt onto the racing surface, which makes it slippery the next time around. A quick left on turn nine sends the field onto a new patch of asphalt and downhill toward Lafayette, Indiana's Nick Yeoman.
Appreciate that, Alan. Looking forward to this one today. What a racetrack that former German engineer and race car driver Hermann Tilke designed here in Austin, Texas. Turn 10 is a blind downhill corner. It is full commitment. Saw some pretty impressive passes down there. And then gravity kind of helps these Toyotas, Fords, and Chevrolets as they head downhill to this very tight hairpin turn number 11. Up to around 145 miles per hour, down to about 45 miles per hour to make it through the left-hander. You want to get this corner absolutely perfect because it leads onto the longest part of this racetrack, the 0.6 mile back straightaway. It goes down a hill, crests up in front of some RVs that are parked to driver's right, but it is a great opportunity for these drivers to set up passes and really let these engines do some work. They'll reach speeds upwards of 175 miles per hour, and they'll jostle left and right. The racetrack is plenty wide to make passes, and the guy that'll be calling those passes down in turn number 12, a veteran of this network, Pat Patterson.
All right, thank you, Nick. Happy race day, everybody. And I get a fun part of the racetrack. These other guys are covering what we call the high-speed section of the racetrack. I get the bull ring. When they get down here to turn 12, they make a hard 90-degree left-hand turn. They race uphill to turn 13, another almost 90-degree turn back to the right. Then it's a little bit of a move, not really a turn, into what we call 14, down to turn 15, which comes back to your left, driver's left, really hard. This is the place where you're barely out of second gear at any time. This is the place where if you want to make moves, you can make moves. It's a heavy braking area of the racetrack. Lots and lots of action down on my end of the racetrack. They refer to it as the stadium section of the course, and there's a reason. All these seats and all these grandstands are around this part of the racetrack. It seems like maybe a kind of a different part of the racetrack, but man, it is part of what makes this racetrack so much fun. I'll be down here, your eyes and ears all day long. As soon as I let them go under the Echo Park Bridge, here comes Lone Star Brad Gilley.
Thank you very much, Pat Patterson. Happy to be in the capital city of my home state. And as they exit the Echo Park Bridge, they have three turns, and these three turns actually go around the 251-foot observation deck here at Circuit of the Americas. Pat Patterson and I on the top of this deck on opposite sides. 16, 17, 18, essentially separated by dog legs. They stay in second gear throughout 16, 17, and 18, and they make it one big wide arc. This is a really tricky part of the racetrack because the car wants to get out from underneath them. Once they exit turn 18, they actually hit a brand new patch of asphalt here at Circuit of the Americas, and then they have a downhill short chute to the left-hander of turn number 19. They'll hit the inside edge of that left-hander. They usually overshoot that corner, go off into the runoff area before getting back onto the racetrack. They're pointed to the final left-hand corner on this circuit. That would be turn 20, and that's when they get back in the view of Mark Garrow and the president of the Performance Racing Network, Doug Rice.
Thanks, Brad. When they take that hard left, they're staring up the front straightaway. It's almost 7/10 of a mile long, very long. It gradually goes uphill 130 feet. It goes gradual till you get to the Echo Park Bridge at the start-finish line. And then it kind of reminds me, if you're at the fair and you're on the roller coaster, you're rolling along and then all of a sudden it points straight up to take you to the high side of the roller coaster. That's kind of the feel that you get. They hit that start-finish line and then they start driving straight uphill to that turn number one that we heard all about from Rob Albright. Today, only 68 laps, 231 miles. Stage one goes to lap 50. Stage 2, lap 30, the final stage to lap 68, that stage 38 laps long. Pit road speed 40 miles per hour, pace car 50, the NASCAR starter Brett Dalton, the NASCAR pace car driver Jesse Dolavut, and he's at the controls of a 2025 Toyota Camry XSE. That's the view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas, just down the road from Austin, Texas. I realize a lot of you use YouTube to get some of your NASCAR and racing content. I want to ask you to please add GoPRN Live to your YouTube favorites. Like and subscribe. There's some great timely content being pumped out there by myself, Alexis Erickson, Brad Gilley is on there quite frequently, along with Jeff. Check out all of the good content on our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. Like and subscribe today. From Austin, Texas, at Circuit of the Americas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back here at Circuit of the Americas, where things are really getting crowded and heated up as we get closer to that green flag, I am with Ty Gibbs, who's starting on the outside of that front row. Ty, what can you expect here at Circuit of the Americas that's a little bit different when we take the green flag at other race weekends?
Yeah, you know, this place is just kind of a cluster in turn one, so they moved the restart zone back, and I think that should help it a little bit. And we feel real strong here with our 54 Monster Energy Camry XSC, so let them go have us a good day and take it corner by corner and have us a good time.
I think you have proven how well you race on these road courses. Does that give you an extra boost of confidence knowing what people have said in the past and then you prove it with results?
Yeah, you know, for me, I really don't kind of focus on confidence. I just come to the track, work as hard as I can, and take it race by race, and I treat them all the same, work as hard as I can on all of them, and like that shows us the success, and we try to go win every week, and if we can't, we finish the best we can.
All right, that's good insight from Ty Gibbs. He'll be starting second today.
Ty Gibbs, our Toyota top performer. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Ty Gibbs on a hot streak, 10th, 5th, 3rd, 9th, his last four races, and I tell you what, he could definitely get to victory lane today. Time now, speaking of victory lane, for the Progressive Keys to Victory Lane. What say you, Mr. Rice?
Well, Mark, I think we saw this play out yesterday in both the truck race and the Xfinity race, and that is the track limits. Don't beat yourself today. Don't get penalties that there's no need for. If you put four tires below the line in certain parts of this track, you're going to pay the price. I think that's number one. Usually we're just talking about speeding penalties on pit road. That's usually the big offender. You got to add into that equation today those track limits. Back off a little bit. Be aware of that. Don't let that be the thing that decides whether you have a really excellent day or you finish 25th.
I've got two, Doug. Number one, find a way to survive turn one, whether the start of the race or during the restarts that will happen throughout the day. They have moved the Geico restart zone to right as you come out of turn 20. Hopefully the cars will break up into a little bit smaller pack when they hit turn one. That's the hope. So you got to survive turn one. The other part of this thing, Doug, is have plan A, B, C, and D, because you never know what's going to happen. We saw yesterday Kyle Larson's team roll the dice, take a pit stop. They lost a ton of track position right at the very end of the race, but then came overtime. They had the fresh tires, and they were able to win. So you've got to be able to adapt your game plan as things move and change all throughout the afternoon.
And I think you can make up ground on this racetrack. I really do. I think you can be back in 25th if you're patient and you have a good car. You can get a lot of spots.
So those are the Progressive Keys to Victory Lane, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto, save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
Late arriving, but nice crowd here today at Circuit of the Americas, our fourth trip here. As we told you earlier, three different winners on this racetrack. Mark, one of the other things that we didn't touch on in the Progressive Keys to Victory, pit stop strategy. It's wide open here. We've gone back. Last year we were here, we did not have the mandatory stops for the stage breaks. Well, they're back this year. That means pit road closes two laps before the stage break stops. Some people like to, what they call, flip the stages, come in early, pit, gain their track position there, and then they stay out for the stage breaks. Some other teams elect to come in when those stage breaks fall naturally. I don't know which one. I guess it just depends how the other cautions on the day fall.
That, Doug, and do you have what you think is a winning car? If you do, you pit. and get the gain the track position at the end of the stages. If you're just going for points, you don't think you've got a good car, but you don't think you have a great car, then maybe you stay out, especially on stage number two. If you have a chance to win this race, you don't wait to the end of that stage. You pit before it and try to keep your track
position. That's a really good point. And there are teams, and you know by that point in the race. You seriously know, okay, our piece is good enough to get up here and contend for a win, or maybe our piece is just good enough to eke out a top 10 here today. By the way, I bumped into Jeff Gordon briefly yesterday and chatted with him, and I said, you never got to race here. And he goes, no. He says, but I'm coming back, and they're going to give me a car, and I'm going to turn some laps at this place. Because you could just see, he was like a kid watching that race yesterday. Obviously, he was pretty happy that it, HendrickCars.com machine won it, but I would have liked to have seen Gordon turn some hot laps here.
I tell you what, Doug, I remember a race at Watkins Glen where he ran the entire race, almost did not miss a lap by more than 1 to 2 tenths of a second. It was like pure perfection to watch him dance that car around the road course at Watkins Glen and absolutely drill everybody else in the ground that afternoon.
Yeah, I'd pay a small price to come in and watch him in a passenger car turn some laps here. I think it'd be pretty exciting. Keep in mind, 20 turns today, 3.41 miles in length. And we'll be talking about that throughout the day with our large group of turn announcers describing all the action here today. We're thrilled to be here wherever you're listening, however you're listening, whether it's on one of our terrestrial radio affiliates, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, the PRN app, NASCAR.com, however you've got us tuned in. We really appreciate it. Thanks for making some time, and we'll enjoy the ride along with you today as we describe all the action here. It is time now for us to go trackside and get it started here at COTA.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats as you are able. And veterans, please render a hand salute as the Austin Travis County Emergency Medical Services Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome a longtime Austin native, Longhorn legend, and current LA Chargers kicker, Cameron Dicker.
Lord, I thank you for the opportunity for all of us to be here today, Father. I pray that you're with these men as they're out there on the track today. Keep them safe throughout the whole day. Most importantly, I pray that your love just fills everybody's heart in here today, Father. Through the highs and lows of the day, I pray that you just allow us to feel your love and have us pray to you all day, every day. So I thank you for everything you do in Jesus' name.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from the San Antonio Police Department, Officer Rebecca Vermeulen.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
puts the finishing touches on the Circuit of the Americas pre-race show. Coming up next, the command to start the engines for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Ooh, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
From Circuit of the Americas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
In Austin, Texas, a track that has produced three different winners in the 3 years we've been here. Winner number one, Chase Elliott, in less than ideal circumstances.
Fighting off Mother Nature and 39 other competitors, the first Cup driver to conquer COTA is Chase Elliott.
You know, so many turns, right, and so many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick. So I enjoy that because it's a challenge to put an entire lap together just because it is so long. So I like that part.
2022 produced a first-time Cup win for Ross Chastain.
Ross Chastain back out to the front for the final time. Ross Chastain punts Alex Bowman into A.J. Allmendinger. Now he's flat on the gas. Ross Chastain is going to get his first NASCAR Cup Series win.
Watermelon is flying everywhere. Ross Chastain, congratulations. What are you feeling right now?
I feel watermelon all over me. It's never tasted sweeter. It's absolutely incredible. And I just won a NASCAR Cup Series race on a road course. Are you kidding me? I never in a million years would have dreamed this.
And 1 year ago, a dominating performance by Tyler Reddick.
Reddick's going to make that car wide, and he will not be denied. Tyler Reddick is your new race leader. Tyler Reddick has been the fastest man all day here at Circuit of the Americas, but he's had to survive three overtimes to win the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
Just the whole weekend was awesome. When you can hit a setup that good and your car's just that much better, it really makes you feel good. So the whole weekend was fantastic.
Today at Circuit of the Americas, a new restart zone. And Alex Bowman thinks it's high time.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
And there's also the presence of 2023 Chicago Street Course winner Shane Van Gisbergen, who told Kevin Harvick recently on Fox Happy Hour he's been here before.
I've done some laps there, and I actually raced there 10 years ago in a supercar. I've struggled on the sim there, to be honest. Normally we're trying everything we can to stay within the lines. And NASCAR, they're off the track more than they're on it.
It's the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at Circuit of the Americas. And you're about to hear every lap right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We heard some highlights of the first three drivers to win here on this curvy Circuit of the Americas. Mark Garrow, there's a fourth driver out there that would love to add his name to the winner's list.
Absolutely, Doug. We have 15 active drivers that are road course winners. They have total 35 checkered flags. Chase Elliott leads that group with seven. 4 apiece for Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr., along with Kyle Larson, 3 for A.J. Allmendinger and Tyler Reddick.
And as a by the way, this will be the first race that NASCAR has run this new package that they developed for the short tracks and the road courses. Simply said, it is a more simplified diffuser under the car and a 3-inch spoiler. Those are kind of the Reader's Digest condensed versions of the new package here for COTA.
Drivers said at Phoenix, it let the car slide a little bit more through the corners. And guess what? They have 20 turns to slide through here today at Circuit of the Americas.
And we will bring you all of those turns throughout the day. Looking forward to calling what promises to be a very exciting race. Right now, let's go trackside and crank it up.
Circuit of the Americas, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. Are you ready to get the NASCAR Cup Series Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix started? Here to give the command to fire engines is Emmy and SAG nominee, Giancarlo Esposito.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 39th in row 20, Noah Gregson in the Rush Truck Center's Ford. Eric Jones rolls out 38th in the Family Dollar Toyota. 37th belongs to Timmy Hill in the Aptricity Ford. Brad Keselowski starts 36th in the Castro 125 Years Forward Ford. 35th to Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford. Zane Smith starts 34th in the Focused Health Chevrolet. 33rd to Daniel Hemric in the Circle Chevrolet. 32nd starter, Chase Briscoe, the Mahindra Track Ford. 31st, Josh Berry in the Overstock.com Ford.
Then outside row 15, starting 30th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the Palmolive Chevrolet. Then it's the Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford for Harrison Burton, 29th. 28th, Ryan Blaney, the Menards Jack Lynx Ford. Then it's the Love's Travel Stops Ford for Michael McDowell, 27th. 26th, Todd Gilliland, the Rudebush Ford. Then the Mobile One 50th Anniversary Toyota for Japanese driver Kamui Kobayashi. He starts 25th. 24th, Ryan Priest, the HaasTooling.com Ford. 23rd, Kaz Grala, the N29 Capital Partners Ford. The Romco Equipment Company Toyota for John Hunter Nemechek will start 22nd. And 21st, Austin Dillon, the Get By Ethanol Chevrolet.
Row 10, starting 20th, Chris Buescher, the Fastenal Ford. 19th, Daniel Suarez, the Freeway Insurance Chevrolet. 18th starter, Carson Hocevar, the Delaware Life Chevrolet. Alex Bowman starts 17th in the Allies Chevrolet. 16th belongs to Kyle Busch in the Mark III Employee Benefits Chevrolet. 15th to Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. The 14th starter, A.J. Allmendinger in the Leaf Filter Gutter Protection Chevrolet. 13th to Justin Haley, the Fraternal Order of Eagles Ford. The 12th starter is Shane Van Gisbergen in the WeatherTech Chevrolet. 11th, Austin Cindric, the Discount Tire Ford.
Now the top 10 for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Outside of row number 5, starting 10th in the Mobile 1 Toyota, it's Bubba Wallace. To his inside, starting 9th in the Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet, it's Chase Elliott. 8th, it's Denny Hamlin, the Interstate Batteries Toyota. Then the Bass Pro Shops Toyota for teammate Martin Truex Jr. is 7th on the grid. 6th, it's Ross Chastain, the Worldwide Express Chevrolet. To his inside, starting 5th. On the inside of that row, number 3, in the Gainbridge Chevrolet, it is Corey LaJoy. Moving up to row 2 on the outside, starting 4th, the DeWalt Toyota for Christopher Bell. 3rd, Tyler Reddick, the Beast Unleashed Toyota. And now the front row, on the outside, in the Monster Energy Toyota, it's Tyler Reddick. And on the pole, William Byron, the RaptorTough.com Chevrolet for Byron, his 13th career pole position, his 2nd consecutive here at COTA, and his 1st of 2024. His speed, 94.696 miles per hour.
And that's the starting lineup for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix here at Circuit of the Americas.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal. The sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
From Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. We're ready to go racing in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Let's go down to pit road and get our pit road picks. We'll start off with the guy that's at pit exit today, and that's Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with a first-time winner today. He's been knocking on the door. Today he kicks it in. Ty Gibbs picks up his first win.
All right, a second-year driver gets his first win, according to Brett McMillan. Wendy Venturini.
I do think that's a good pick, Brett, but the guy that's actually going to win the race has a lot of road course experience. He did well in Xfinity before getting a little off course. Shane Van Gisbergen will get the victory here at Circuit of the Americas.
You gotta love Wendy's take-no-prisoners attitude toward her pit road picks. Heather DeBoe, what you got?
Well, Wendy might think that she has the winner, but the guy I'm going to pick actually beat him yesterday, and he's going to win again today, and that's going to be Kyle Larson in the number 5 going to victory lane.
So Kyle Larson, if he does that, that would be his 5th road course victory on the Cup Series. By the way, all-time Jeff Gordon, your leader at 9, Tony Stewart, 8, and Chase Elliott. Number 7 with 7 is number 3 in that category. Let's go back to the turns. First up there in number 1, Rob Albright.
You know, Mark, unless we have overtime, 68 times through turn number 1, lots of opportunities for mistakes that could be devastating on the race for every driver. You multiply that by 20 turns a lap, that's 1,360 potential ways to take yourself out of a race. I'll drop the call as they hustle off of turn number 1, down a quick run to the 60-degree right-hand bend at turn 2, and I'll hand off the call to Atlanta, Georgia's Doug Turnbull.
Thank you, Rob. And these S's here, turns 3, 4, 5, and 6, don't provide a lot of wrecks usually, but drivers can run over those rumble strips and get all four tires in the wrong spots and get penalties. There were dozens of those yesterday. They'll go from third to second gear, up and down a small hill at turn 4, and then through turns 5 and 6 and under a bridge into the view of Alan Cabana.
And I'm covering turns 7, 8, and 9. The most talked about turn this morning is turn 8 because of the dirt patch. NASCAR, overnight, they repacked it, they watered it down, and they padded it down to get all that dirt to stay there. Will it make it better or worse? That remains to be seen. It will be an issue every lap as we go through this race and then downhill to Nick Yeoman.
Alan's going to be watching for dirt on the racetrack. I'm going to be watching for tire smoke down here in turns 10 and 11, I should say. Yesterday provided the moment of the race. We didn't realize it at the time, but Kyle Larson cooked his Goodyears on his way down to turn 11. ultimately put a fresh set on, and he drove his way to a win. If you smoke your tires, you flat spot them down here, you got a long way to get back around pit lane, and you don't want to have a flat tire around this part of the racetrack. Down that long back straightaway. How are we looking, Pat Patterson?
Oh, we look great, and I'm excited about the afternoon. You know, if you're like me, you grew up as a kid, and you love to play chicken, right? You went as fast as you could into a corner and hoped that the other guy would get out of the gas before you do. I get to watch one of the best games of chicken all afternoon when they come into turn 12. Heavy braking zones 12, 13, 14, and 15. Shoving, pushing, beating on each other. Well, I got the best spot in the house, Brad Gilley.
Pat, you said the key word right there, braking zones. Braking zones or passing zones after they wrap around this 251-foot-tall observation tech. They make a downhill run down to turn number 19. It's a left-hand corner. That's the turn where 2 years ago Ross Chastain shoved A.J. Allmendinger into Alex Bowman and went on into victory lane. Turn 19 and the final turn 20. Two good braking zones, two good passing zones right before they get in front of you, Doug Rice and Mark Garrow.
Thank you very much, Brad. Again, today's race, 68 laps, 231 miles. Stage 1 ends at lap 15, stage 2 at lap 30. The final stage, 38 laps long to, again, 68 laps. They have just gone down pit road. The pit road speed, 40 miles per hour. The driver setting their tacks. The pace car is going to run 50 miles per hour. Again, the NASCAR pace car driver today, Jesse Dalavoot, behind the wheel of a Toyota Camry XSE. Our NASCAR starter is Brett Dalton.
And the lights are off on that Toyota Camry, so that means the next time by, we'll drop the green, or more appropriately, wave the green flag and get it started here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. We need to remind you the restart zone has dramatically changed. It is directly coming out of turn 20, which is almost a 90-degree hard left-hand turn. They exit that, and about half of the cars won't even be on the straightaway when by the time they get under the green.
It used to be, Doug, at the start-finish line, which is halfway down this front straightaway that's 7/10 of a mile long. Now it's going to be pushed way down, as you mentioned, down towards turn 20, and the hope is the drivers will be a little more spread out by the time they hit turn number 1, and they'll only be 5 wide instead of 9 wide, as we saw a year ago.
Pat Patterson, you ought to be able to get a good look at him right now in that curvy section of the racetrack.
Yeah, we're watching him right now as the pace car brings him slowly down here to turn number 12. Last chance for these guys to put a little heat in their tires, get ready to go. I love this part of the racetrack, as we talked about a minute ago. It's the stadium part, and all the fans seem to always want to get on their feet, especially on this lap that gets them all started. The final parade lap, they bring them into turn 12 right now. They're all dressed up and ready to go, and we got a good crowd on both sides of the stadium here to get them going. Brad Gilley, I think this is going to be a fun afternoon, and I think these guys are going to put on a whale of a show here for the Texas fans.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Pat Patterson. This is the race that we've been waiting for. We've already seen two great ones yesterday. Corey Heim winning the Truck Series race. Kyle Larson in an overtime finish winning the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Big question today, will we have a fourth winner at Circuit of the Americas, or could Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, or Tyler Reddick become multi-time winners? The Toyota Camry XSE pace car taking the field now into turn number 18. We're about to go through the final two corners of the track. For the second consecutive year, lined up on the pole, you have William Byron to his outside, Ty Gibbs. You actually have Tyler Reddick, last year's winner, his teammate Christopher Bell, row number 2, Corey LaJoie, Ross Chastain in row number 3, then Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin in row number 4. Pace cars hitting pit road, Doug and Mark. We're about to go racing here in the Lone Star State.
That means it's time to drop the green and get down to business today. For the fourth time, the NASCAR Cup Series will do battle here at the Circuit of the Americas. Green flag is in the air. On the inside of the front row, getting the jump is William Byron as they take it up the hill to turn 1.
Every single one of the several thousand fans that occupy the grassy hill are on their feet as they watch this breathtaking moment in turn 1. It is William Byron who will lead off turn 1. He goes a little bit wide, but he'll have that advantage, bending right into the 60-degree second turn.
And he swapped positions there, went for the outside of the inside, when Tyler Reddick is right on his heels. Last year's winner into turn number 4, right behind William Byron as the field scrambles against single file in this tricky part of the racetrack. Byron leads this snake of cars out of turn number 6.
Heading downhill toward turn 7 for the first time, it's Byron taking a wider approach than Tyler Reddick as they they head uphill to the treacherous turn 8, where they'll make a hard right, try to get as tight as possible. Byron leads the field. The dirt is already picking up as we go down the hill to Nicky Ullman.
And we're going
to
see that all day long. It's a nice lead for William Byron. Call it 2 car lengths over Tyler Reddick, who dominated this event a year ago. Good battle for third between the Gibbs Toyotas of Ty Gibbs and the 20 machine of Christopher Bell. Also, a really nice dart to the inside for Ross Chastain. He's a former winner of this race. He gets the fifth, and we see some cars tangling at the back of the field. They're going 3-4 wide. A lot of smoke kicked up in the air, but Pat, it looks like they've all got it pointed in the right direction.
And one of those cars, I think, was Bubba Wallace. Looked like they had a tough time trying to sort out the real estate. Meanwhile, up front, William Byron with about a 6-car lead now over to turn number 13. Hard right-hand corner. Reddick about 5 car lengths back. Christopher Bell putting the heat on Ty Gibbs right now. A lot of side-by-side and a lot of beating and banging in turn number 13. Here comes the leader, though. It's William Byron off of turn 15.
Race leaders coming underneath the Echo Park Automotive Bridge. Here's William Byron, second gear, right hand, 180 degrees around the observation tower. Now William Byron heads up to the left-hand corner of turn number 19. He's got a good lead over Tyler Reddick. Then it's Ty Gibbs. Christopher Bell sliding through turn number 19 as they hit the front stretch.
Right behind them, it is Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, door-to-door, battling for fifth. It is going to be William Byron leading lap number 1. 5 car lengths back, Tyler Reddick closing in. Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, still a good battle between Chastain and Hamlin.
Decelerating more than 100 miles an hour as they come up the 133-foot hill to turn number 1. Chastain now has taken that fifth position away from Denny Hamlin. He'll now set his sights on the fourth-place car of Christopher Bell.
As Byron opens up a healthy lead, he enters turn 3. Here comes Ross Chastain pulled away from Denny Hamlin in turn 2. Your top 5 are William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, and Ross Chastain as the field enters the S's and Byron drives under the bridge out of turn 6.
It's a bumpy ride, but it pays to cut these turns so tight and go over the bumps as Byron climbs the hill to turn 8, followed by Tyler Reddick, and it's Ty Gibbs closing in on Reddick for second place right now with Christopher Bell in hot pursuit as they go down the hill.
Yeah, Byron has certainly pulled away from the rest of the pack. It's a good 8-car length advantage, and Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs are starting to run down Tyler Reddick. Fifth place running, it's Ross Chastain. He's done a nice job of finding a little breathing room after that good battle down the front straightaway with Denny Hamlin. Hamlin sits in the 6th spot. Then you've got the Ford of Austin Cindric trying to hold off Chase Elliott. Nice separation to the front 10 as they make their way down the back straightaway. At the rear of the field, Harrison Burton gets turned around. Nobody tags him. He'll do a 360 and rejoin the action, Pat.
Here comes Byron now in turn 12. Hard left-hand corner. Works out to the outside of turn number 13. Now cuts the car deep to the inside. As we get through 13 and 14 now, the battle for third is a pretty good one, and that is Christopher Bell working on Ty Gibbs. He gets right to his bumper here in turn number 15, tries to peek out to the outside. Brad can't make it work off that corner.
Pat, you talk about this third place battle. I think Christopher Bell's being pretty generous to his teammate Ty Gibbs right now, not putting on too much pressure, but definitely letting him know he's there. William Byron headed down the hill, setting up for turn number 19. Then it's Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain as they hit the final turn 20.
And as a result of that contact on the first lap, we had a couple of cars dive onto pit row, picking up 4 tires. Were both Martin Truex Jr., and he had a broken front wheel, and also Bubba Wallace came onto the pit road. He got 4 new tires. The leaders are back in 1.
Already significant separation among the top half dozen. William Byron, 10 car lengths over Tyler Reddick's machine, another 7 or 8 back to Ty Gibbs, but he's under heavy assault now from his teammate Christopher Bell in turn 2.
That's the best battle of the lead pack is Gibbs leads Bell into turn 3. They hit the rubble strips to the left, the turn 4 strips to the right. Everybody playing nice with the track limits here and straddling those of both wheels as it still has Gibbs in 3rd place over Bell.
It's the pastel green number 24 Chevrolet of William Byron leading into turn 8 right now. Tyler Reddick trying to close in, but it's Ty Gibbs being closely pursued by his own teammate Christopher Bell as they climb the hill. Ross Chastain trying to catch this whole group, Nicky Ullman.
Leaders make that bend out of turn number 10. It's a downhill swooping corner where they pick up a lot of speed down into turn 11. Then you got to climb back down through the gearbox to slow those cars down. Best battle, as you pointed out, is probably only for third, as Christopher Bell is not letting his very young teammate Ty Gibbs chase away from him. They're separated by about four or five car lengths. Again, nice separation from the front eight. Everybody else knows the tail out of turn 11.
Talk about four cars that are really battling each other, watching the battle between yesterday's winner. That would be Kyle Larson. He was in it pretty thick with Kyle Busch along with Chase Elliott. Those cars race their way into turn 12 right now. Out in front of that group is the number nine car of Chase Elliott. He's being hotly pursued out of turn number 13 now by A.J. Allmendinger in the mix with Kyle Busch. Also, there's Kyle Larson. All those cars stacked up big in turn 15, Brad.
That battle Pat's talking about is for eighth place. That's where Chase Elliott sits right now, and they're coming into turn 16, 17, and 18. You can see A.J. Allmendinger really driving up to the back bumper of Chase Elliott, headed down through turn number 18, down the hill toward turn 19. The car's really sliding through this section of the race course. They're all headed uphill to the front straightaway now.
All right, thanks a lot, Brad Gilly. Mark Garrett, Bubba Wallace came onto the pit road a moment ago. He may have a right front tire towed out on that car. His average finish here in three races has been 38. Right now, Bubba Wallace is riding in the 39th position.
Unbelievable. Three DNFs for Bubba. At least he is running, Doug. And, guys, I'm watching that battle we were talking about, Chase Elliott. Just up ahead of him, Austin Cindric. Elliott's pulling up to him. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Daniel Suarez, Shane Van Gisbergen in that tight group as they travel around this racetrack. We want to remind you we have just started the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. 15 laps make up stage number one. We have completed only three. We still have